know about you. I'm excited about Andy's new promotion.
Definitely looking forward to listening to him do the games.
The new play-by-play voice of your Chicago White Sox.
I was in the newsroom one Sunday afternoon last year and worked with Andy in the morning and working away in here and listening to the game and hearing this voice, I'm going, wait a minute. That's Andy doing
I know that voice. Guy.
He didn't say anything about that.
He sounded terrific when he filled in for Ed Farmer.
Yes.
He sounded terrific.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm happy too.
But it's your deal now. So are you going to have some signature phrases?
No, maybe you can think of a couple for me.
You got to have a home run call.
Yeah, you know, as I have explained to others, it's hard to have one because a home run in the first inning is so much different than a home run and when it really means something, or if it's a game winning home run. I mean, if you have the same call for each of them, it's really kind of takes away. So I like to let the moment kind of take over at that point.
Oh, look at you.
You know, I like to, that's my motivation. If that helps.
Improvisational sports play by play.
If that helps, you know, that's my motivation, whatever
it feels like at the moment.
Exactly.
So if it's the first inning, it won't be that exciting?
Well, it'll be exciting, but it won't be as exciting as, say, a walk-off home run in the ninth inning. Yeah.
There it goes. Yeah, it's a home run.
Yeah.
It's got to be more. It's got to be more than that.
Well, it'll be a little more than that. Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
It's a homer.
That's one. A home run.
That's a run. Okay, great. Let's move on.
The score is now something.
1-0.
Yes. Ronnie, you and I are really good sports announcers.
I learned a long time ago.
As we've just distributed.
I like it.
We've just demonstrated.
Doing sports play-by-play was not going to work for me.
We stink as sports announcers.
I like it.
I sound like Floyd the Barber.
It's a home run.
Hopey, it's a home run.
Oh, man.
But if it's like, you know, like the bottom of the ninth and somebody whacks one out.
Yeah, that's big.
You got to say something exciting.
Yeah, I will. I will. I just don't know what it is yet, but I will. I promise you I will.
You can't say something like, it's out of here, or...
Well, I mean,
people have said it's out of here.
The ball is gone.
See, that's the other thing. I mean,
you can put it on the board.
How about the ball has
like
left the premises?
You know, ball has left the premises.
You know, this ball is no longer welcome on the field of play. And you can't say into the crowd because there's not going to be any crowd.
Going to be any crowd.
So what is going to be the deal? Today's game is...
So it's an exhibition game.
Yeah. It's the Cubs and Sox. It's going to be at Wrigley Field.
Correct.
But nobody's going to be in the stands?
Well, there won't be anybody in the stands. No, there won't be anybody in the stands. Fans are not allowed in the ballparks under the orders.
Yeah.
So, the rooftops are open for Wrigley. I don't know if that starts tonight or if that starts during the regular season, which begins on Thursday or Friday, depending on which team it is. So, I don't really know. And I think that just the home Cubs media will be there. And I don't know how many select White Sox media members are actually going to be allowed there, to be honest with you. Because, there's a strict limit as to how many people you can have in certain press boxes just because of the way that the boxes are designed. Because you have to have the distance.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how this all goes tonight. Because if you didn't hear, I mean, we're doing all of our games from the booth at Guaranteed Rate Field. Whether there's a game going on in front of us or a game on the monitor, that's where we're going to be located, which kind of makes it easy. At least we know where we're going every day.
That's so interesting to me.
Yeah. You know, it's not an ideal situation, but at the same time, I'm up for the challenge. I really think that, radio, especially this time and these days with the pandemic and nobody being able to be at the ballpark, people are going to be riding around in their cars, and you obviously can't watch your TV in the car. So if you can, I hope it's not the driver.
In theory,
yeah,
people do
exactly. So I mean, we're gonna be there. I mean, we want to be there for everybody just to kind of give them a sense of what's going on, and we're gonna do our best, especially on those road games, to continue to paint that picture and let everybody know what's going on.
So are you
going
to be actually watching the same broadcast that people would be watching on TV? Or are you going to have like extra cameras showing you things going on? that's not on camera, things off to the sides, you know, things like that.
Tell you what, I'll let you know at 6:39 tonight. Yeah, I really don't know. I mean,
wow.
There's been a lot going on behind the scenes with Major League Baseball, the television operators, and the clubs, because this is obviously a new situation for everybody, and it's been evolving and changing pretty much daily. And there have been broadcast directors like Bob Grimm over at the White Sox who have been running around like a chicken with his head cut off because there's so many things that are going on that it changes. Once you think you have it, it changes again because somebody has brought up a point that no one thought of. And you know what? You can't blame anybody for not thinking about it because we've never had to think about it before. So it'll be interesting.
It'll be very interesting.
And you know, I'm glad that we're getting a chance to at least work some of the kinks out tonight. You know, to be able to at least see what's going to be happening, because our first few games are going to be at home, and our next two exhibition games, Monday and Wednesday, are also at home. So we'll actually have a game in front of us, so it'll be pretty much business as usual at that point. But then that first road trip, it'd be nice to have a game like this under our belt going into it.
Right. So you're going to do this tonight, and then it's the same thing tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
But it's going to be at Guaranteed
Rate Field. It'll be at Guaranteed Rate Field. It'll be at 7:10 tomorrow night. And then we'll also be at home at Guaranteed Rate Field against the Brewers on Wednesday night at 7:10.
Okay.
And then the season begins on Friday against the Twins at Guaranteed Rate Field.
You'll be able to hear it all right here on WGN, right?
Yes, sir. We'll have everyone, all 60.
Okay.
Including the Field of Dreams game.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, there's still there's a plan for us to go to that game. So that'll be the only road game we're scheduled to attend at this point. But again, that could change depending on what the situation is in Iowa with the virus. I know it's one of those states right now that is would force you to quarantine when you got back at this point. But hopefully things will change by August 13th.
Another reason that you're going to be staying in one place to avoid.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, in sports, you know, this whole thing with the Blue Jays in Toronto is amazing because there was a waiver signed by the local governments in Toronto to allow the Blue Jays to play their games at home and to kind of exempt Major League Baseball teams from coming in and going out just to not having to quarantine, which is the problem, obviously. But the federal government stepped in and said, nope, that's not happening. So now the Blue Jays are scrambling to find another place to play their home games.
Interesting. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, too, because normally with a home run, if it's a, you know, a home game and the home team hits the home run, the crowd goes wild.
Correct.
That dynamic is not going to be there. This was from yesterday. This was a home run. The Phillies in Washington, no crowd.
Now the kick of the pitch. Swing and a drive hit well to right field. Eaton going back, way back, looking up. It's going, and gone. Goodbye. That one over the big wall to the left of the Nationals bullpen. A three-run homer for D.D. Gregorius. That one lands up in section 139. So Gregorius, again, 16 homers last year, an abbreviated season 2 years ago. Career high 27 has the Phillies on the board. It's the Phillies 3 and the Nationals nothing.
See, that guy's just keep talking. He figures if I keep talking, you won't miss the fact that there's no crowd.
Yeah, see, that's going to be interesting because there's apparently in some ballparks and maybe all ballparks, I know that Major League Baseball is concerned about this because of what it's going to sound like and what it's going to look like. There is actually somebody that's going to be in charge of crowd noise at the ballpark, and you wouldn't think about it. The players actually are the ones that really want it to happen because they're so used to, if nothing else, the murmur, you know, that little low din of crowd that you always hear if you tune in on a game on the radio. Yeah. And we're kind of taking a break, a little bit of a pause to let the game breathe.
Yeah.
You know you're listening to a baseball game because of that sound. And, you know, the players hear that, too. And the other part is that while I was at some of the games that were going on at Guaranteed Rate Field with the inter-squad games, the scrimmages, I was in the press box, the main press box, which is down the first base line in the 400 level, and we could hear, plain as day, people yelling from the third base dugout.
Hmm. Wow.
So, I mean, you could hear people, congratulating guys and ripping on guys. And, I mean, it was interesting to hear, but then it kind of made me think, man, are we going to be able to hear this all year long, or are they going to try to cover this up a little bit just to make sure that nothing, you know, gets out on the air that probably shouldn't get out on the air?
Right. See, this is where Schwani and I up in the press box with you. You know, we could fill in a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
The downtime.
I like that.
With our hilarious repartee.
Yeah. Can do a couple of far-flung forecasts. So I'm ready. Know, and,
far-flung forecast. I could mention what Johnny Depp is doing.
Perfect.
You know, things like
Why don't you do some cooking in the booth, too?
Yeah, all things that sports fans love.
Well, you know, I don't know about the food situation for us, so maybe you want to cook some stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, you could check in with Floyd, because your Floyd Lawson there was pretty good, Dean.
Floyd the barber?
Doing play-by-play. That
would be, if I was the play-by-play man, I would do... celebrity. My home run calls would be famous people.
Okay.
I would do celebrities. Hey, Andy, look. Oh, look, Andy. It's good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like, and that ball is Harrison Ford. It's a fugitive.
Well, something to think about.
Okay. All right.
This guy that we just heard this from yesterday.
Yeah, that's Charlie Slows. He's the main guy for the Nationals.
Ryan, do you have that up? Let's just hear his home run call real quick. Because he had a nice little home run call in there. He was prepared, ready to go. Not like Andy, who has nothing prepared.
His energy
is the same every time, though. That was a Phillies home run. He's the Nationals broadcaster, so that may explain some of it.
Okay, but his energy level would have been different.
Swing and a drive hit well to right field. Eaton going back, way back, looking up. It's going, and gone, goodbye.
Goodbye. Going, gone, goodbye.
That's been done.
Not super original, but
it's been done.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing, too. I mean, if you can't come up with something original, why do it? I mean,
I looked up some famous home run calls.
I can give you a couple. Go ahead.
Dave Niehaus.
Niehaus. The former broadcaster passed away a couple years ago for the Seattle Mariners. He had a great one.
His home run call was, get out the rye bread and mustard, Grandma, because it's grand salami time.
Yeah, that was for a grand slam.
You need something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you can inject...
I do like rye bread and mustard and salami.
Yeah, if you can inject some food into it, of course.
Maybe we can get it sponsored by like a deli or something. That'd even be better.
Manny's Deli.
Yeah, hey, that one brought to you by Manny's.
Manny's Deli. The great Bob Elson, also a White Sox announcer, his was Good Night, Irene.
Yep.
What do we have here? Gene Schulte? Long drive, way back, warning track wall. You can touch them all.
Yep. Yeah, touch them all has been done several times.
Oh, touch them all is a...
Yeah, okay. That's been done a lot of times.
I think this one may be my favorite. I don't know who Rosie Roswell is. Do you?
No.
Rosie Roswell? His home run call was, open the window, Aunt Minnie, here it comes.
That's good.
So listen for what Andy...
look out in the bleachers.
See, Andy, listen to how he... It's a whole new approach to the home run call.
Yeah. If I hear the ball has left the premises, I'm going to want some copyright.
Yeah, you better call your attorney. Yeah.
Call your attorney. Or have him call mine.
I hear any of the characters from the Andy Griffith Show.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear a Howard Sprague doing a home run call.
And there's an error. Barney Fife just shot himself in the foot.
That player has a great deal of ability on the field.
Andy? You got the Ant B home run call?
I used to be able to hit those high notes. Can't do it anymore.
I know. Pre-game is what time?
6:30 tonight, and then the first pitch at 7:05. DJ and I will have that call for you from our booth at Guarantee Your Great Feel while they play at Wrigley.
All over most of the same station. We'll get to that. Our...